Listen for details. Listen to the conversations again. Circle the best answer to each question. Conversation 1.
Caitlin, can you talk?
Sure, what's up? Mia, why are you whispering?
I've got a problem. I don't know what to do.
What's wrong? Something serious?
Totally! You're not gonna believe this! I read you could get these really great hair colors with Cool Made.
Cool Made? What are you talking about? Cool Made the juice drink? No way.
Yeah, I saw pictures of kids with multicolored hair online. And because Cool Made is so cheap, I thought I'd try it. You just mix the Cool Made with water in a dish and dip your hair in. I saw it on YouTube and it looked pretty easy. And it seemed so cool.
Right. Maybe that's why they call it Cool Made.
Well, it's not cool, Caitlin. You should see the mess. I didn't realize how ridiculous I'd look with red and green hair. It's awful.
Well, have you tried to wash it out? It can't be permanent.
I washed it like 3 times, but it didn't come out. And we're having dinner in an hour. My mom will kill me. What should I do?
Hold on. Let me go online and check how to get it out. Yeah, here. You need baking soda. Do you have any?
Baking soda. Totally. My mom uses it for cakes. But she's in the kitchen, so I can't go down there to get it.
Hold on. Let me check. Okay. It only takes a couple of minutes, and then you shampoo your hair. If you get the baking soda, you can do the whole thing and then wash your hair before dinner's ready.
But how will I get the baking soda?
I've got an idea. We've got baking soda in our kitchen, too. I'll just put it in my purse and run over to your house. I'll tell your mom I'm dropping off a book for you, and I'll bring the baking soda upstairs. No one will know. I'll help you wash the stuff out of your hair. I'll be right over.
Thanks so much, Caitlin. I owe you one.
Conversation 2.
Hey, Jaden, what's happening?
You're not gonna believe this. It's my grandma Trudy. She went on vacation a couple of weeks ago, and she came back with this ridiculous tattoo of the Eiffel Tower in red.
Way to go, Trudy!
But the tattoo's on her wrist, where everyone can see it. My grandmother is a distinguished university professor, and I mean distinguished. She teaches French. That's probably why she got a tattoo of the Eiffel Tower.
That's cool. I always liked your grandma.
Dylan, this isn't even funny. Tattoos are permanent. You can't wash them off. Next week is graduation, and Grandma Trudy's giving a speech to our class. What's everyone gonna think?
What do your mom and dad think?
I don't actually know. They haven't said anything.
Jaden, chill. No one's even gonna notice Trudy's tattoo. It can't be that big. And if they do, they'll think she's awesome.
Conversation 3.
Oh, pick up, Emily. Come on.
This is Emily. Please leave a message.
Honey, please call home as soon as you can. It's not an emergency. Everyone's okay. You're not gonna believe what Tyler's done. Call me back, okay? Emily, thank goodness. I'm going batty here.
What happened?
Tyler got a nose ring, Emily.
He did? When did he get it?
Oh, I don't know. Yesterday, I guess. And he wasn't even embarrassed to show it to me. He just came into the kitchen and told me he needed some ice because it hurt. I almost fell down when I saw it. He was actually surprised at my reaction.
But who pierced his nose?
Someone at the mall.
But I thought kids needed permission from their parents for anyone to do that. It's technically surgery, isn't it?
Apparently not. I checked. If you're 18, you don't need permission. He says this was his 18th birthday present to himself.
How bad does it look?
Are you kidding? It's horrible. What are we going to do?
I'm not making light of it, but I don't think there's much we can do. Maybe convince him to remove the ring?
I don't think that's going to work, Em. At least not right away. He thinks it's great.
James, a reality check. Did you ever do anything stupid when you were 18?
Yeah, I guess I did. I shaved my head.
You did? That totally doesn't sound like you.
Well, it's true. I thought it was cool, but my parents didn't agree. They were pretty angry, as a matter of fact. But hair grows back, so it wasn't permanent.
James, the nose ring isn't permanent either. He can take it out, and the hole will close up after a couple of weeks. Let him enjoy it for a while, and let's not make a big deal about it, okay?
I guess you're right. It's not the end of the world. He's a great kid, and you're a wise mom.